So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf continues. Chamisha shegsavei klal b'teich haget, ish plain megarish plainis uplaini plainis va'edim elmata. If one get was written for five people in one general statement, such as plainly divorced plainis and plainly divorced plainis, etc., and two witnesses were signed at the bottom, kulon kasherin v'nasan l'kalachas va'achas, the get is kosher for all of them, and each husband must hand the get to his wife, because this is considered as one get in which the edim sign for all of these divorces. However, if the get was written for each person specifically, and two edim signed at the bottom, the get is kosher only for the person written last, whose name directly precedes the edim. However, the get is possible for all those written before, because these are considered multiple gittin, and the final get is a separation between the edim and the previous gittin, and it is possible that abaster hu dechasimi, the edim signed only for the last get. The Gemara asks, hechidami klal, hechidami taifas. When is it considered one general get, and when is it considered a separate get for each person? Rabbi Yechanan explains, Zman echad kulan zehu klal. If one date was written for all the statements, it is considered one get, and kulan gesherin, all five are valid. Even though the names were grouped separately as couples, written as follows, plainly girish plainness, u plainly girish plainness, it's nevertheless considered one get, because the ksivbe plainly u plainly u plainly. They were all connected with a vav hachibur, and therefore there is no concern of abaster hu dechasimi, because it's considered one statement. However, zman l'kol echad ve'echad zehu taifas, if a date was written for each statement, they are considered multiple gittin, and eshra edim nikrini may kasher, only the last one is valid. Rish Lakish disagrees, and says, afila zman echad l'kulon nami havet taifas. Even if one date was written for all the statements, they are still considered multiple gittin, because the names are grouped as couples. Ela hechad miklal, the kasev onu plaini uplaini girashnu nishasenu plainis uplainis. If all the men's names were written first, and afterward all the women's names, and there is only one date, only then is it considered one get, and the edim signed for all. However, in addition, they must repeat the names in the get, but this time as couples. Plainly girish plainness, or plainly girish plainness, so that they are also considered individual gittin, because if not, nimsu shtei noshim misgarishes beget echad. Multiple women cannot be divorced in one get, because the pasuk states, v'chasev la seif akrisis, la v'loi la ulechaverta. The word la is singular to teach that the get must be for one woman only. The Gemara proceeds to cite two brises that support Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish respectively, and then explains according to Rish Lakish. Heichad lo arvino mi'ikara, zman echad lekulon teifes hava. If the names are written only as couples, then even if there was only one date, they're considered multiple gittin. However, darvino meikara, ipalig luzman in iloi loi. If the names were first written as all men and all women, and afterward they were rewritten as couples, it depends if there was an individual date for each get. They're considered multiple gittin. But if there was one date, they're considered one get. Before we proceed with the next Mishnah, it must be explained that Edim Ivrim, Jewish witnesses, are accustomed to first write their name and then their father's name. Therefore, Yosef ben Shimon Ivri is understood as the witness is Yosef, the son of Shimon. However, Edim Yevanim, Jewish witnesses in Greece, are accustomed to first write their father's name and then their own name. Therefore, Yosef ben Shimon Yevani is understood as the witness is Yosef's son, Shimon. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei gitin shegsa ben zeh betzad zeh. If two gitin were written side by side in two columns on one page. Vishnayim edim ivrim boi mitacha zeh, latacha zeh. Vishnayim edim yevanim boi mitacha zeh, latacha zeh. And two edim ivrim, each signed across the entire width of the page. And underneath, two other edim from Greece also signed across the entire width of the page. Es shah edim harishayim nikrinimoy kosher. The get to the right is kosher, because the edim's names are underneath it, and they testify to this get. While the get to the left is puzzle, because their father's names, not the edim's names, are underneath it, and therefore the edim do not testify to this get. The Gemara explains that we cannot validate the left get with the signatures of the edim yevanim, who generally write their names on the left, because dilmo gundalis chasim v'kulu achad hu dechasimi. There is a possibility that here both edim yevanim followed the custom of ivrim, and they wrote their names on the right, and all four edim signed only for the get to the right, but not for the get to the left. The Gemara mentions a contradicting braisa. Tani ze'iri shneim kesherim. Both gittin are kosher, course, the two Edom Ivrim signed under the get to the right. And we assume that the two Edom Yevanim signed under the get to the left, as usual, for Yevanim, and we're not concerned for Gudalis. The Mishnah continues. However, Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevani ve'Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevani boin mitachazeh letachazeh shneim pesulin. If they signed in an alternating order, Eid Ivri, Eid Yevani, Eid Ivri, Eid Yevani, both Gittin are disqualified. As Rashi explains, the Eid Ivri first signed as usual, his own name Reuven ben on the right, and his father's name Yaakov on the left. Then, the first Eid Yevani skipped the first part of the next line, and first wrote his father's name, Yosef ben on the left, and on the next line, his name Shimon on the right. Then the second Eid Ivri continued on the same line and first signed his name Kahas Ben on the left, and on the next line he wrote his father's name Levi on the right. And then the second Eid Yevani on the next line first wrote his father's name Yachzeel Ben on the right and his name Naphtali on the left. The Gemara explains that we cannot validate both Gittin by assuming that the first Eid Ivri and first Eid Yevani signed for the get on the right, while the second Eid Ivri and the second Eid Yevani signed for the get on the left, because Dilma Gundalas Chasim, but Tlosa Achad V'Char Achad. It's possible that three Eidim signed for the get to the right, and only one Eid signed for the get to the left, or vice versa. According to Rashi's earlier explanation, there's a possibility that perhaps the first Eid Yevani followed the custom of Ivrim, and signed his own name first and then his father's name. If so, both Eidim Yevanim and the second Eid Ivri signed for the get to the left, while only the first Eid Ivri signed for the get on the right, and it is possible. Or perhaps, the second Eid Yevani followed the custom of Ivrim and wrote his name first, in which case both Eidim Yevanim and the first Eid Ivri signed for the get to the right, while only the second Eid Ivri signed for the get to the left, and that is possible. The Gemara mentions a contradicting Braisa, Tani Zeirish named Kisherin. Both get in our kosher, because even here we assume that the two Eidim Yevanim did not diverge from their custom, and were not concerned for a good knowledge. Therefore, we may assume that the first Eid Ivri and first Eid Yevani signed for the get on the right, while the second Eid Ivri and the second Eid Yevani signed for the get on the left. The next Mishnah will be reviewed with the next daf.